The Faith of Mama Moses by Joy McLean. Hear the Word of God. Now a man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Then the Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the riverbank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her slave girl to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go," she answered. And the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water." Exodus 2, verses 1 through 10.
I simply cannot imagine choosing the perfect basket, large enough to hold my 3-month-old son, yet small enough to not topple over in the water, or applying coat after coat of waterproof pitch so that my baby would stay dry and the basket would not leak. I think about Moses' mother as she prepared that basket, probably applying layer after layer of pitch, and then, just to be sure, a little more. I imagine her filling the bottom of the basket with woven snuggly blankets, making sure there are no creases and that it is as soft and comfy as it can possibly be. Perhaps she placed a small toy or something for the baby's tiny fingers to wrap around. Most likely, she picked up her freshly bathed and changed son while he was sleeping and then did the unthinkable. She laid him in the bottom of that basket. She looked at that tiny body, that beautiful face. Perhaps ran her hand over his little full belly and his sweet head. Imagine the prayers of protection uttered by this desperate mother as she kissed her sweet infant before she latched the lid. Though she was saving his life from the vicious edict, how did she ever take that last glimpse of her baby and allow her daughter to take that basket out among the reeds of the river? How did she keep from wading through the water herself, snatching him out? So many obvious dangers, like the crocodiles, rushing waters, the trampling feet of animals coming to the river to drink. It all must have been swirling in her mind, but she trusted God. Pharaoh had given the order to murder every Hebrew boy. Jochebed placed her son where the daughter of Pharaoh would come to bathe. God saw to it that Pharaoh's daughter would hear the cries of the infant Moses and have pity on him. The daughter of the very man who had ordered the destruction of every Hebrew boy would rescue the very child that Pharaoh feared most, for it was this child who was to be the instrument that God would use to help deliver the Hebrew nation. Jochebed is rewarded for her faith. Pharaoh's daughter not only plucks the infant safely from the waters of the Nile, she raises Moses as her own. To top it off, Pharaoh's daughter needs a woman to nurse the infant, and therefore Jochebed is daily reunited with her precious baby. God's provision is so perfect. How many young, frightened girls have had to make a similar choice? Maybe they didn't have to prepare a basket by applying water-resistant pitch, but they had to prepare their heart to offer their child to another. We mothers are picky. We can often feel as if no one on this earth can care for or love our children as we do. I wonder if Moses' mama ever wanted to suggest how he cared for, fed, or held in ways in which she thought were better. There did come a day when she had to truly let go of him. Not only let go, but allow him to be raised in a pagan home, so far from his Hebrew heritage. The birth mother of your child made a choice. Unless she lost the right to be your child's mother or suffered premature death, she chose empty arms so that yours might be full. Though she might not have made this choice based upon knowledge of God or even acknowledgement of his existence, God has been at work. Just as he was when the daughter of Pharaoh was bathing, heard the infant cry and was filled with compassion for him, he has called you to another woman's child. Adoption isn't natural, it's supernatural. God didn't forget the mother of Moses. We shouldn't forget the birth mother of our children.